Since July, A-level students across the High Peak have been nervously anticipating their A-level results, but this morning the wait is over. Students receive their advanced level exam results today, and for some this will be a make or break experience. New Mill Sixth Form students are some of those expecting results, and Head of Sixth Form Nick Munn chatted to me ahead of results. How are you feeling about the results, Nick? Do you think you're going to get some good results?
Fingers crossed. I mean, you can never really predict what's going to happen, but I always go into these things with optimism, and as long as the kids get to where they want to be, I think I'll be really happy. It'd be nice to see the smiling faces.
So you're more concerned about the end point rather than the results themselves?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have targets that we need to make, both are important, but I think really the key people involved in this are the pupils themselves, making sure that they get on to where they want to be so that they can fulfil their aims and dreams and ambitions.
I think that's exactly right. You want to make sure that they've, that they're doing what they want to do in future, whether that be academic or otherwise.
Absolutely.
So, how were your results last year? How do you think they're going to compare?
Well, last year was a good year for us. Certainly, in terms of what I look at, something called value added. So, where a pupil starts and how well a pupil does then ultimately, and they were certainly positive. We had about 25% go off to Russell Group universities, plus a few others to St Andrews and places which aren't in the Russell Group, and then pretty much everybody who applied to university actually ended up going to a university and going on to fulfil those dreams and ambitions.
And do you think it's going to be the same this year? Have you got anyone that's going off to a Russell Group this year, you think?
Yeah. There'll be quite a few, actually. Looking down my list, I can see, again, people from St Andrews, Manchester, Newcastle, Sheffield as well, and various other places from around the country further afield, down south as well. It's going to happen. They have two places that they could go to, their conditional firm or their conditional insurance, and we all hope that they get the conditional firm choice, but sometimes it doesn't quite work out. Maybe they miss out by a grade and they go to their insurance choice, but I think at the end of the day it doesn't really matter too much where you go. It's the people who make university a great place, and I'm really hopeful that the pupils who made their choices get to go to their first choices, but it isn't the end of the world if they don't, if they do go to a second choice, or indeed end up missing out on both choices and going through clearing. You can never predict what's going to happen in any given year, and this year is quite a different year in that there are many less resits that can have happened, so there's much less hard data, if you like, for us to go on, it will be an interesting year to see exactly what does happen. So predicting is quite difficult, I think, this year.
Of course, there's with the results coming out at 8 o'clock, people are bound to look on and know the results in advance, aren't they?
Correct. If they haven't been accepted, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to be accepted. It's just that some departments and some universities seem to process the information much quicker than others. So it's important to get those results when you come in, so we can do something immediately about it and try and find out what's going on. If you've made the grades that you've been asked to get, you'll be in. There won't be a problem. If you've missed out by a grade, then it's worth calling if you've not been accepted at that point to see what's going on. And certainly we do that for the conditional insurance and conditional firm. But remember, most pupils have applied to 5 places, so there's 3 places that they've declined potentially. And I think the next port of call would really be to contact those institutions and see whether or not they've got any vacancies available, should they not have made the grade. So clearing vacancies, so clearing spare places, if you like, at university become available and go live actually tonight, just after midnight. I think it's 1 minute past and you can see what is available. So, and then from 5 o'clock tomorrow night, people can start making the proper applications through the clearing facility on the UCAS website.
Well, I'm sure they feel more confident with you behind them.
Well, I hope so, but I do wish them all the best of luck. It's nerve-wracking for them. It's nerve-wracking for us as teachers too. But no, I do certainly wish them the best of luck.